This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's installment of Capitalism Always Finds a Way, it always does, is brought to you by the American banking sector. After years of saying that their profits have been hamstrung by post-financial crisis regulations, turns out the big Wall Street banks are on a remarkably good tear. Morgan Stanley turned in a better-than-expected quarterly profit today. That follows similar news from Goldman Sachs yesterday. Both banks reported a more than 50% rise in profits, 50% rise in profits, driven by a rebound in trading. JP Morgan, Citigroup, and Bank of America all beat analyst expectations. All in all, quite the earnings season on Wall Street. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on how banks are making money in the era of Dodd-Frank.
Think of a bank as a manufacturer. It takes in raw material, money, mostly in the form of deposits, and turns it into products it can sell, like loans, credit cards, and securities. Analyst Richard Beauvais with Rafferty Capital Markets says because interest rates on deposits are so low, that raw material is cheap.
So the difference between the cost of the money and what they're selling the money at, you know, in the case of Bank of America, is about $32 billion.
Meanwhile, a lot of the costs that had been eroding that profit since the financial crisis, lawsuits, government fines, losses from bad loans, have been shrinking.
And as a result of that, you come out with a pretty big profit.
The good news, says analyst Stephen Bigger at Argus Research, is that profit appears to be coming from traditional parts of the business, like loans and fixed income sales and trading, not the kind of creative financial engineering that caused the financial crisis.
This is not derivatives or anything exotic. This is, in some cases, bread and butter banking that's doing well.
And this comes in spite of complaints that the Dodd-Frank financial regulations enacted after the crisis have made it harder for banks to make money. Peter Conti Brown is a financial historian and professor at the Wharton School.
I think we should take with a grain of salt any complaint that, oh, the regulations have choked out banks' ability to make profits. What we're seeing today is that that's not really true at all.
But Conti Brown says the allegations of account fraud against Wells Fargo make him worry banks are still getting creative in ways we haven't found out about yet. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.